Hey Stoic fam, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, back with another daily dose of power to fuel your day. Let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster. We all hit those dips and loops, right? But what if I told you that cultivating resilience, the ability to bounce back stronger from setbacks, is totally within your grasp? And guess what? Today we're diving deep into the secret sauce. Positive thinking and visualization. You know, that stuff our grandma used to tell us about, but we often dismissed as airy-fairy mumbo-jumbo. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not just fluff. It's scientifically proven that how we think directly impacts our actions and ultimately our outcomes. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock the power of your mind to build unshakable resilience. Think of this as your daily dose of Stoic supercharging. First things first, let's talk about the magic of positive thinking. It's not about ignoring the tough stuff or putting on rose-colored glasses. Real life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. It's about consciously shifting your perspective to focus on the good, even in challenging situations. You know that feeling when you wake up on the wrong side of the bed? Instead of letting negativity spiral, try acknowledging it, then actively look for something positive, anything. Maybe it's a beautiful sunrise, a delicious cup of coffee, or just the simple fact that you're alive and ready to make the most of this day. Now, let's dive into visualization. This is where things get really cool. Visualization is basically training your brain for success by mentally rehearsing desired outcomes. Ever heard the saying, practice makes perfect? Well, visualization is like mental practice. Imagine yourself confidently handling a stressful situation or achieving a goal you've been striving for. Feel the emotions, see the details, and believe it's happening. This isn't just some hippy-dippy self-help trick. Studies show that regularly visualizing success actually rewires your brain to think more positively and act more decisively. Number 3, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, right? But seriously, taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a huge impact on your resilience. Think about the people you love, the roof over your head, a warm meal on the table. These are all blessings we often take for granted. Write them down, say them out loud, or simply reflect on them. Cultivating gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant, which can make a world of difference in how you cope with challenges. Speaking of coping with challenges, number 4, embrace discomfort. I know, nobody likes feeling uncomfortable, but guess what? Growth happens outside our comfort zone. It's like that saying, the greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. When you face a challenge head-on, even if it feels scary or overwhelming, you build resilience. You learn to adapt, problem-solve, and come out stronger on the other side. And finally, remember to take care of yourself. This isn't just about bubble baths and Netflix marathons, although those are awesome. I'm talking about prioritizing your physical and mental health. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, move your body, and connect with people who lift you up. When you're feeling good from the inside out, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws your way. Okay, picture this. You've got a big presentation coming up, right? Your palms are sweating, your heart is racing, and that voice in your head is whispering, "You can't do this." But instead of letting fear take over, you remember what we talked about today. You visualize yourself delivering the presentation with confidence, engaging the audience, and nailing it. You focus on gratitude for the opportunity and remind yourself that even if things don't go perfectly, you'll learn from the experience and come out stronger. So, there you have it, a blueprint for building resilience through positive thinking and visualization. It's not about being naive or ignoring reality, it's about consciously choosing how we respond to it. Remember, you've got this. The power is within you. Now go out there, embrace the challenges, and keep that stoic fire burning bright. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode, connect with me on social media, and most importantly, keep spreading the Stoic love. Until tomorrow, my friends, keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.